of this series is to know and obey God's will, thus giving confidence in the decisions we make in life. Because we all know that we're all bound for a future. Kahit gumraduate ka na, Ate Kat, for example, may future pa din tayo, right? So we have to know what's the future in store for us. And we have to know that our future is not simple as, oh, gagraduate ka lang, yun na yun. When you're a son or daughter of God, your future is beyond imaginable things. Okay, so we have to know what's, are we on the right track? What are we gonna do? What's really God's will? As we close this series, I pray that we will not be able just to screen and determine the visions from God, but I pray that we will also be encouraged to pursue these visions. Kasi diba, lagi nating sinasabi na, ay, may pangarap ako, ganyan-ganyan, o kaya, ay, may gusto akong gawin, pero nakatambay lang tayo sa bahay, tapos nanood lang tayo ng TV. Life shouldn't be that way. Okay? Everything should be planned. Week 1, we knew that we have to trust God's will because it's the start of our destination. Week 2, we tackled about knowing God's will through His Word, that you can only know God's will, probably if you have a or communicate with God, if you have a relationship with Him. And we knew that God's plan is the best plan of all, better than anybody's plan. Week 3, we knew about God's will through His people, that we have to connect with the right people, ask for the right advice, and pray for the right things for us to be in our right destination. We're down to our last series, and this is what I'm gonna talk about today. Syempre si God, tapos Ruby. Ang ingat. Knowing God's will through vision. I would like to invite everyone to stand as we read God's word for today. Let's read in the book of Nehemiah 6, 9, verse 11. They're all trying to frighten us, thinking their hands will get too weak for the work and it will not be completed. But I prayed, now strengthen my hands. One day, I went to the house of Shemaiah, son of Delaiah, the son of Mehetabel, who was shut in at his home. He said, let us meet in the house of God inside the temple and let us close the temple doors because men are coming to kill you. By night, they are coming to kill you. But I said, should a man like me run away or should one like me go into the temple to save his life? I will not go. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this wonderful evening that you've given to us to know your will, Lord God. And Lord, we pray and we invite your presence here in this place as you clear out blurred visions of each and every one of us. And I pray that you will plant those desires and passions in our hearts to pursue your vision and will. We ask this in the most wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay. Sit down. You may now sit down. Sanay ako sa mga sit down, take your seat, ganyan. Kasi sa debate, ganun. Ayun. Pero, ayun. Anyway, meron lang akong gusto itanong before I start. Kasi I think there's one controversial question that kahit ako, hindi ko masagot. Pero baka naman may makasagot, di ba? Oo, galing. The biggest question that I really want to ask is this. Lord, what is your will? What is really God's will? Kasi di ba, everybody's telling us na, you follow God's will. We should go after God's will. But haven't you asked, wait. What's really God's will? Right? Okay, sige, sinong brave soul? Joke. Sinong brave soul ang gustong sumagot na for him or for her, what is God's will? Definition lang. Hindi nyo sabihin na gusto ni God maging lawyer ako, ganun. Hindi. Definition lang. For you, what is God's will? Walang price. Ano lang to? Pride and happiness yung price nung sasagot. Oh, what? Sinong gusto? Janica, oo. Gusto mo daw, girl. Oh. Jali, katayo ka to be recognized. Palakpakan. Jali ka for you, what is God's will?
Adjective, pleasing and perfect.
Taray, pleasing and perfect. Ang spiritual nung definition ni Jali ka. Okay. Ayun, si ate. So, pleasing and perfect, sabi ni Jali ka. Ate, for you, what is God's will?
God's will ni God. Ay, ang God's...
Sorry.
Malalaman mo na God's will kung hindi siya makakaharang or makakasagabal dun sa will niya for you, like yung magkaroon ka ng disciple, yung pagsiserve kay God. Yun.
Galing. Palakpan natin si ate at saka si Janica. Sobrang galing. Diba? Janica told us that God's will is pleasing and perfect. And ma'am here told us that if it's God's will, it won't hinder you to pursue God's will for your life or God's life. Yung how Jesus Christ lived his life and how God told us or taught us how to live our lives. That's right. Yun yung God's will. Pero, bago yun, jump ng jump. Before that, before we unlock the question, how can we really know God's will? What is really God's will? What are we going to do in this will of God? Gusto ko lang ikwento si Nehemiah. Sino yung nakakakilala kay Nehemiah? Yung totoo, hindi yung pakul. Promise, yung totoo, sino yung nakakilala kay Nehemiah? Si Pastor Jeff. Si Nehemiah, hindi siya masyadong popular, di ba? Pero, he's one of the most notable heroes of Jerusalem. Bakit? Because when the walls of Jerusalem fell, siya yung tao talaga nag-push na i-rebuild natin yung wall ng Jerusalem. Question, okay, na-rebuild yung wall ng Jerusalem, kung mag-rebuild ako ng wall ng bahay namin, noon ba, alam nyo ba kung ano importance ng wall? Murmur. Okay. The wall is for defense of one country and it's a significance of a country's strength. Okay? So halimbawa, ang Pilipinas ay nasa mapa ng Biblia dati. May walls din tayo. Okay? Yun yung ibig sabihin nun. Pag wala na tayong walls, ibig sabihin, we're ready to be conquered by others. That's the importance of the wall. And Nehemiah is the one who instigated to rebuild that wall. When he heard that the walls were torn down, God planted a desire in Nehemiah's heart, his passion to rebuild Jerusalem, a vision of the rebuilt walls. Bakit masyadong nakaka-relate talaga tayo dapat kay Nehemiah? Kasi, apart from all, hindi naman, siguro some Bible characters like David, like Moses, like Jacob, God sent visions to them through dreams, through something mystical events, to for example, mysteries, yung mga ganon. But with Nehemiah, walang dreams, walang mystical events. But it is clear that there's passion in Nehemiah's heart. But what Nehemiah did is he prayed for that passion. What happened? It became God's vision. What's the point? Point is, God plants visions in each and every one of us. The question is, how will we get that vision clearly and how can we necessarily pursue that vision according to God's will? Okay? Okay? Ang saya. Anyway, yon. So, today, we're gonna digest what really happened back then and we're gonna know nasaan na ba si God at this point in time? First point, what is vision? What are visions? Sometimes we see vision na, vision, sight, ganyan. You're right, because vision is something that you see. Okay? The reason why you have sense, the reason why we sometimes coin our eyes as visions or as our sense of vision is literally because vision is something to see. So if you can't see something, hindi yun vision. Okay? Am I clear? We have to understand. First thing that we have to understand, God has a future already. Okay? God has a future already. May nagtanong before sa akin. Okay, yung mga may nagpahula ako dun sa dun sa, basta may pinahulaan ako. Tas feeling ko, yun na talaga yung future ko. Anong difference nun? Pag kay God tayo lumapit. Ang difference nun is, ang future nyo hindi palang in the making. Ang future nyo already made na. Okay? Kaya nga sabi, di ba sa Book of Jeremiah, God already knew His plans for you. So meaning, kapag may nakita ka na, feeling ko magiging lawyer ako, hindi pa sure magiging lawyer ako, kailangan ko pang mag-work hard. No. If God planted a vision in your heart, God gave you a vision that you'll be a lawyer, for example, or a doctor, that vision is already made. Okay? Clear, we have different futures. Kaya wala dapat ditong magkapareho ng vision. Ay, pareho kami ng vision ng katabi ko. Sino dito feeling nila pareho silang vision ng katabi niya? Ang taray. Pareho ng future. Exactly, no? Pareho mapapangasawa, pareho ng anak. Ang galing. Okay? We have different visions. We have, because we have different future. We have to own it. Okay? Pero Hannah, sobrang vague pa. Okay, sige. Let's dig deeper sa vision. Second thing we have to understand. First thing we have to understand, God already has a vision or has a future. Second thing we have to understand is God's vision is beyond what we can think of. Okay? Let me paint you a picture of what God's vision is. Abraham, in the case of Abraham, God showed the stars in the skies. Abraham prayed that, I want a son. I want a descendant. That's God's, yun yung vision, Tagalog na lang eh, no? Yun yung vision na binigay ni God sa kanya. Okay? And Abraham saw that na mafulfill. Pero, Abraham just saw that through Isaac. Ah, oo, magkakaanak ako si Isaac. But he never knew that he will be father of nations. In the case of Joseph, God made him more than just a dreamer. Before then, nobody knew that Joseph will be the governor of Egypt. In the case of David, God gave him a vision that you will have, you will be great or you will be someone in the near future. But he never knew that he will be king plus the Savior will come from his lineage. The point is, what you can see is different from what God sees. It may be the same vision or the same point, same premise, but the total packaging of it is different. Before I envisioned myself, when God planted me, I have a desire in my heart to share God's word. I prayed for it, I bathed it in prayer, and I envisioned myself sharing God's word with a person through probably conversation, one-to-one, small group. Never did I know that on March 28, 2014, God envisioned me pala to stand here before you and preach God's word. That's how marvelous, that's how wonderful God's vision is. Our visions, though God gives us hints, probably will not always be what God exactly sees or made for us years after. Kasi nga, what God sees is far greater than what we can see. That's vision. Now you have to ask, okay, fine, maganda yung vision. Okay, fine, meron kaming kanya-kanyang vision. Eh, anong point? Ba't namin kailangan magka-vision? Vision serves as a guide for you. Okay? Parang yung campaign ng Nike na ano, na follow your greatness or parang find your greatness na campaign. We all have destinations, right? Because number one, God already has a future. Yun yung vision eh. Pinapakita yung sa'yo ni God na dito ka pupunta. Okay? Anong importance ng vision? Para alam mo kung saan ka dapat pumunta. Para alam mo kung saan ka dapat dumaan. Gets? Parang ganito yan eh. Halimbawa, ako, I envision myself, there's a desire in my heart, I prayed for it, and I'm continuously praying for it, to become a lawyer. God gave me a vision that I will be a lawyer, magkakat ba ako ng class? Magsa-stop ba ako ng school? What's the point? Vision helps us to guide us dun sa choices and decisions that we will make. Okay? Kasi kung ito na yung pupuntahan mo, ano, bakit ka pa pupunta sa ibang choice? That's the importance of vision. Okay. Fine. Hana, alam na namin yung vision. Oh, ang ganda-ganda, God. Gusto namin magkaroon ng vision. But we have to ask, how does God gives really visions? Na-ano nyo na ba yun? Na-ask nyo na ba yun? Okay, gusto ko ng vision. Paano mabibigyan ni God ng vision? Joseph, Mary, Paul, Jacob, Moses. Yung cases nga nila, di ba? They're mystical. Pero in Nehemiah's case, says in Nehemiah 1, verse 4, when I heard these things, I sat down and wept. For some days, I mourned and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. What does it say? It says that Nung narinig ni Nehemiah na notorious walls ng Jerusalem, nagkaroon siya ng desire sa heart niya. Anong ginawa niya? For some days, I mourned and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. Ano ulit yung ginawa niya? Iba-ibang sagot. For some days, I mourned and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. You're right. He mourned and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. Meaning, not at all times, God reveals vision through mystical ways. Like dreams. Like things. Kaya huwag kayong malungkot kapag 20 years after, hindi ko pa napapanaginipan kung saan ako school papasok. Ala. Teka. You have to pray for it. Okay? Visions comes if you really have a relationship with God. Kailangan mong mag-pray. In Nehemiah's case, yung case niya kasi, it's a passion stirred inside his heart and it became a vision. The reason why God stirred that passion inside his heart because he prayed. Ano ulit ginawa niya? He prayed. Yun yung important. Vision is different from ambition. Okay? So, okay, fine. Ang ganda ng vision. Okay, we knew that we will pray, we will have a relationship with God, we will ask God to reveal us His vision in whatever way. Maybe mystical, maybe stirring the desires in our hearts. Pero, anong difference nun sa dream? Eh, desire lang pala ng heart ko eh. Diba? We have to understand that vision is different from ambition. Why? Because sa ambition, ikaw lang yun. Plano mo lang yun. Literally, desire lang ng heart mo yun. Walang prayer, walang communication kay God, and God's totally out of that plan. Like, for example, I declare, gusto ko pala biglang maging pinakamayaman na businessman, pero ang business ko, ano na lang. Ano ba pinakamalakas ngayon? Drugs, ganun. Magdi-dealer ako, magpupush ako ng drugs. Oh, di ba? Oo, sige, vision, ano yung vision, ambition mo yung sa sarili mo, yumaman. Pero question is God included in that plan? How can we necessarily include that in our plan? Through praying, reading the word, basically having a relationship with Him. Okay? We have a vision. Oh, andali naman palang kunin ng vision eh. Magiging intimate ako kay God lang forever. Oh, bibigyan niya na sa akin yung, I will pray and really, really ask for vision. Second question, what is now hindering you? Sometimes there are things that hinders us if God already gave us this vision. First thing that hinders us, parang vision and ambition lang, is this, our own desires. Our own desires, like literally hindi kasama si God. Because vision without God, I don't think that's a vision at all. Diba? Kasi vision mo, ambition. Vision ni God, desire ng heart mo probably, and you prayed for it, and God stirred that passion. Or, you prayed for it, and God gave you that vision. Or, God gave you that vision for a purpose. Pero, yung unang nag-hinder sa atin, yung own desires. Paano nangyayari yun? Oh, for example, God envisioned you to be one of the greatest politicians. That you will change the whole government scope. Wala nang corrupt under sa ano mo, administration mo. Oh, that's pinlant na ni God yung vision na yun sa'yo. Okay? Ikaw, feeling mo, hindi, ayoko, Lord, ayoko niyan, delikado yan, mag-ano na lang ako, businessman ulit, ganon na lang, okay, safe ako doon, mag-hire akong bodyguards, ganyan. Okay, fine, siguro magiging businessman ka. But, balik ulit tayo dun sa point, kaninong will ba yung the best? Kay God. Di ba? Will mo ba? Hindi. Kay God. So, first thing that hinders us is our own desires. Second thing that hinders us, our past and everything in between. Minsan ba na-experience nyo na may mga bumubulong-bulong sa inyo? Hindi mo kaya yan. Kasi ganto ka lang. O kaya, nako, wag. Kasi maraming pera kailangan dyan. I tell you to be honest, when Lifebox called me to relay God's message, ang daming lies. Sobra. Parang, we, ano ka ba? Worth it? Parang ano ka ba? Ikaw ba, may guts ka ba? Tumayo. Do you do what you preach? Parang hindi ka ba nag-lie today? Parang mga ganun, wala ka bang bad thoughts today? Lakas na loob mo mag-preach, ang daming lies. Yun lang yun, isang instance lang yun. Paano pa kapag yung isang sobrang gandang vision ni God for you? Eh di lalong sobrang daming ang tinding challenges and oppositions nun. Diba? In Nehemiah's case, papapatay pa nga siya eh. O ako ang ano lang, ang battle lang in my mind. But in Nehemiah's case, papapatay siya. Ganon nangyayari yung battleground ngayon. Ang battleground na lang ngayon, sometimes, is not pupunta ka ba dito sa tama o pupunta ka sa mali. But sometimes, the battleground is, even if gusto mo nang pumunta sa tama, the enemy still saying na, hindi mo kaya yan. Dito ka lang, status quo. Yan, ganon. Dito ka lang, current times. Okay. Knowing yung mga nag-hinder sa atin, diba? What do we do now? You have vision. You want vision. And you know kung paano, kung how necessarily will you have vision by having a relationship with God, by communicating with God. You know what already hinders you. Third question is, what do we do now to see visions clearly? Okay? Because I tell you that this past and these things that the enemy is telling you, and probably your own desires, is already saved by God. When Jesus died there on the cross, and say the word says that He died for you, it doesn't only mean that He died for you. It includes your past, your present, and your future. Meaning, God saved you sa past mo, God is saving you in your present, and God already has a plan for your future. Question is, what's now hindering you if that's the case? If you're gonna ask yourself again, what's now hindering you? Because it says in Hebrews that God died for us and God is resurrected for us. But we never knew and we never understood that when the word says that God saved us, it already saves our He already saved our past, present, and future. So nothing can ever hinder us if we just have a really, really, really good relationship with God. What do we do now to see clear visions? Before, Nehemiah prayed before taking any step. What does that mean? Communicating with God does not stop when you already have your vision. Okay? Your vision will all only point you to your destination. But your path to your destination, you can't do it on your own. I doubt. Diba? You will always have to ask God's help and even to walk with God in this journey. Okay? You're praying, you're having a relationship with God does not stop when you already have a vision. Before taking every step, we always have to pray. Saan po ba ako papasok na school? Ipagpipray ko to. Ano bang course kukunin ko? Ipagpipray ko. Paano kakausapin ko yung admin para papayagan ako mag-small group? Ipagpipray ko. Tatakbo ko student council? Ipagpipray ko. That's what we should do. We should pray and meditate and pursue a relationship with God. This is no longer about any religion. We have to understand that what you're doing and what you have done to get God's favor is not the things that really matters. We don't live in good deeds. We live by faith. More than religion, relationship is important. More than religion, relationship is important. Because if you don't have a relationship with God, you can't see visions clearly. You can't go to your destinations in God's way. Kasi di mo alam gagawin. Okay, alam ko na yung ano. Alam ko na yung God's vision, yung God's will. Okay, sariling kembot ko. No. It doesn't work that way. Okay, it doesn't work that way. If you want to know your future, if you want to live and not just exist, you have to know God, Jesus, what He did, what are the things He wants, what makes Him jealous, what makes Him sad, what makes Him angry, Why? Because you have to make decisions that is according to God's will. And how can you make decisions according to God's will if you don't know God? Right? If I want to know what my dad's thinking right now, I will never know it if I don't know him. Parang, sino ba yun? Diba? So we really have to accept and recognize him as our Savior, and it comes with placing him as the Lord of our lives. Because we want to know him more, right? We want to be in our destination, what we should have been, what we should really be, where we should really be. We have to know his will, we have to know him. And that's how we will start to clear things out, determine what God wants. It says in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4, sin blurs out God's visions. What's the point? Men are sinful in nature. We can't deny that. Okay? Sino dito hindi pa nagkakasala? Classical question. Sino dito hindi pa nagkakasala? Diba? We all sin. We have a really, really sinful nature. Okay. It means that's the end? No. Kaya nga may grace, diba? But the grace, we should at all times guard it pa din. Kasi even if it's unending grace, we have to protect grace pa din. Sin blurs out God's visions. That's why we need to have God's grace to pursue God's lordship. Can we pursue God's lordship without God's grace just on our own? I don't think so. Making decisions will be easy when you started to make decisions that will make God happy. Making decisions will be easy when you started to make decisions that will make God happy. Para madali kayong mag-elimination system sa mga desisyon nyo, natin, kailangan we will always think of God's heart. God, if I'll make this decision, will you be happy? If I will make this decision, will you be jealous? If I will make this decision, will it honor you? If I will make this decision, will it cause me to sin more? Those are the fundamental questions that we have to ask. Because you have to make decisions. And making decisions will be easy when you started to make the decisions that will make God happy. You will not know what makes him happy if you don't have a relationship with him or even not communicating with him. Last question. What do we do with a vision? Okay, we know how glorious God's visions are for us. We already know what may hinder us. And we knew that when he saved us, he saved our past, present, and future. That's why nothing can hinder us. We knew that we have to have a relationship with God for us to have a clear vision. Question is, what do you now do with the vision? We should pursue it in God's way. And we don't have to be afraid anymore. Because future is secured already. Babalik ulit tayo dun. Bakit hindi na natin kailangan matakot? Because God already has a future. Your future is not in the making. Your future is already there. The future is just waiting for you to go there. And you can go there in your fullest potential if it's in God's way. And you can only know God's way if you know God, because you will know his will. It's now up to you if you will allow yourself to be distracted. Now that you know that your dreams, your desires, God's will, your visions, his visions are all prepared. Question is, will we just sit down? Will we just sit down and do nothing? Or will we start acting, praying, including God in every step? Second question, will we allow ourselves to be forever defeated with small barriers like money, friends, things that hinders vision, fear? Those are the little things that the world's offered you for you to be distracted. Tardiness, timidity, and even comfort zone. When you know that something's bigger than you can ever imagine lies ahead of you. And when you know that our God is bigger than any of the small barriers that the world offers. My question is, what's now stopping us? I don't think there is. Because 2,000 years ago, the reason why Jesus died, not just for us, when he said that he will save us, it doesn't mean that, okay, simply, he saved us. But it also means, more than saving our past, present, and future, it means that nothing can stop us. Nothing can stop us. He did what's impossible. He did what's invincible. The question is, what's stopping us if we already did that? I want to share you my vision on how God actually widened my horizon and broadened my vision. Back when I was in elementary, I really loved speaking. Kaya nga pangarap kong sobrang in every speech, in every yung speech na ginagawa ko, I make sure na ang lagi nasa isip ko, ay hindi, parang haganto, parang haganto. Yun talaga eh. So back in grade school, I really want to become a lawyer kasi I think yun lang yun yung isa sa mga profession na daldal lang ako ng daldal. Yung masaya lang ako, daldal ako ng daldal, tapos magiging masaya ako ng kadaldal. So that's a desire in my heart. I prayed for it. God gave me opportunities like joining spelling bees, improving my language during elementary. And of course, I grabbed that. Syempre. Opportunity na yun eh. Tapos, when I came into high school, I want to be a good lawyer, ha? When I came into high school, being a scholar, having opportunity of being a scholar, I realized I want to be a good lawyer, not just a lawyer. So my vision rose. Okay, that's a desire. I prayed for it. God gave me opportunities by giving me a possibility to enter high school debate team. Okay, I grabbed it. Learned a little bit of British parliamentary, but not really that much. Come college, God gave me a vision. It's literally vision. Mystical siya. Anyway, God gave me a vision that I don't just want to be a good lawyer, but I want to be a lawyer that will defend for the nation. When I entered San Beda Debate Society, pa-plug, when I entered San Beda Debate Society, my mind was exposed to different national issues. I have a choice to not take the San Beda debates, to not take the debating track. But I guess having my dream to offer what I can say to God really helped me choose what path should I take. Come being granted a scholarship in San Beda, having opportunity to be a scholar, my vision broadened again. Not just to be a good lawyer who will defend the nation, but a good lawyer who will defend the nation but will invest in the next generation. Suddenly, I want to, it's my dream to send college students to school if I will get my salary or probably help them in their book allowances. Then comes student council. God gave me another opportunity. When I took that opportunity, God broadened my vision again. It's not just anymore to be a good lawyer defending for the nation, investing in the next generation, but a good lawyer defending for a nation, investing for the next generation, but I want to raise future leaders. That's the vision that God gave me. Because it started with a simple dream in my heart, with a simple passion to forever know God's will through the things that I do. These are the things that are not just uniquely happening to me. It happens for all the Christians across the board. You might not know right now what the vision, what exact visions or path are you gonna take, but I know that you know what to do to have that clear vision. Today, I challenge you, and I even pray for everybody, even in my life, that God, that we should never think of the things that hindering us and focus our eyes on God because He's important. More than any barriers, that's nothing. Because He's the one that we should pursue and everything will follow. Today, I want to pray for a group of people. I want to pray for a group of people. I want to pray for those who think they don't know what they're going to do. Probably, you know what God has planted in your hearts, or what God gave you, a vision that God gave you. But you don't know how you will go or how exactly can you get to there? Or probably don't get it. Mahirap eh. Hindi ko alam kung ano gusto kong mangyari sa buhay ko. Or I don't really have a vision. I want everybody to close their eyes. I request everybody to close their eyes. And for these people who thinks and naguguluhan sa present, ano bang kailangan kong gawin? Paano ba ako makakapunta dun sa binigay na vision sa akin ni God? If you want to be a doctor, a lawyer, a businessman, a professor, but you don't know how you will get there. Or you're a student and you don't know what God has, you know God has plans, but hindi nyo alam kung ano yung vision. It's blurry. It's not clear. I want you to raise your hands as I'll pray for you. Humbly ask God that He will be in your presence. Heavenly Father, I pray for this, for us, Lord, for us who seeks vision, for us who ask you, for us, Lord, who prays of ano ba talaga yung future namin? How can we necessarily get to your promises, claim your promises? Lord, I pray for your Holy Spirit to be in this people, for the Spirit, Lord, of discernment to be upon this people on what exact decisions are they going to make, on what things that they need to choose from. Lord, I pray for these people that every day you will romance them. You will tell them that they have a future. And this future will no longer be blurred, Lord. It will be clear, Lord, not just on your side, but on their side. We pray this, Lord God, Holy Spirit to be upon them, grace to be upon them to follow the visions that you want them to take, the path that you want them to take, Lord. We ask this in the most wonderful, beautiful name of Jesus Christ. Amen.